Well, let's go on to our discussion and our conversation, inshallah. First of all, welcoming Sister Maryam Bassa online with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maryam.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Husna Hafiji.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And of course, I should extend maybe a salams to all the avid family members and the team of Al Falah that's probably listening in, not live on, you know, with us right now, but to acknowledge that they are listening in at 6:30 p.m. on this Friday evening, putting all their whatever other activities on hold. Maryam Bassa, let's start with you. The KZN ESCOM Expo for Young Scientists. You know, you won gold, and I suppose you can put that to your great achievements in your life. Grade 12 learner out there in Al Falah College. Talk to us about the KZN ESCOM Expo for Young Scientists. How did you end up participating and winning gold?
Well, the ESCOM Expo for Young Scientists is an annual science fair where students are given a chance to showcase their own scientific investigations in different regions across South Africa. So I came up with my project idea approximately 3 years ago, and I worked on it in my spare time and over the holidays. And this year I decided I would be ready in time for the expo. So I applied via the website exposcience.co.za, and I had to present my work in the form of research plans, a project report, and an abstract, which I submitted online. I took these documents along with my prototype and videos to the physical expo held at the UKZN Old Mutual Sports Hall. And I was subjected to 2 rounds of judging. Alhamdulillah, I won gold as well as a prize from ARHI for the best project in the engineering category.
Husna, let's move on to you. I'll come back to you in a while, Maryam, to talk about the you know, your project and your presentation. But Husna, you know, you participated in the Afrikaans Olympia. Now, many learners, even those from Afrikaans background, in fact, or backgrounds, in fact, participate in this Afrikaans Olympiad. How did you prepare and finally achieve an excellent result? I think this is the first time Al Falah College, or many schools, I would say, in the greater Durban area, did so well in that Afrikaans Olympiad. Talk to us about your preparation and how it came to be.
So the level of the Olympiad is a lot higher than the Afrikaans examinations that we write in school. So in order to succeed in it, you have to have a pretty strong grasp of the language. It's a pretty long exam. It's about 3 hours long, and it's split up into multiple sections. So based on all different aspects of Afrikaans, so comprehension skills, grammar and vocab. To be honest, the matricule is an extremely busy year. So I didn't find myself setting aside time to especially prepare for the Olympiad. But for me, Afrikaans has generally just been a continuous learning process. So whenever we are in class, I tend to pay specific attention to writing down all the vocabulary that my teacher mentions and internalizing it in the moment rather than trying to cram it all into my head before an exam. So I think that is basically what helped me to succeed in the exam, was that I've always paid attention to expanding my horizons on Afrikaans.
Maryam, coming back to you and the KZN ESCOM Expo, where you know, you won gold, and which you were telling us a little bit about a while ago. Your presentation was titled "Aeroelectricity," if I'm correct, and summarize your research for us. Interesting way or presentation of how power generated from wind and why we should be looking in that direction.
So I designed and coded a specialist turbine that was conducive for runway use to generate electricity from the jet blasts of passing planes. So jet blasts are basically the high-pressured winds that are emitted from the tail end of the plane's engine during takeoff and landing. And the jet blasts cause the turbine blades to spin, and this spins a DC motor which generates electricity. So this electricity can be fed into the airport's power grid. And in turn, this will reduce the strain on ESCOM in the hope of solving the load shedding crisis we are currently experiencing. And to determine the effectiveness of my design, I have to conduct in-depth research into the structure of runways, the functioning of the plane engines, and different types of turbines available on the market currently. And all that wouldn't have been possible without the help of my school's coding teacher, my parents, and Expo mentors.
Husna, the Afrikaans Olympiad, coming back to you, I mean, Afrikaans is not seen as a favorite subject by many people, and one can understand why. I mean, many people do not come from an Afrikaans background, or even an English background for that matter. It's seen in many ways as a redundant subject by many people. What am I going to do with it in the future, in the international world? But it is what it is. And in your opinion, I mean, what must be done academically, be it in schools, the subject is still there, you still have an opportunity to produce good marks in it, and if you feel that it may not directly help you, well, the acquisition of another language, regardless of whether you use it now or in the future or any time in your life, is a mental, psychological asset to a person anyway. In your opinion, what needs to be done to generate interest in Afrikaans?
So I grew up in England, actually, and I moved to South Africa when I was 9 years old. So my first exposure to Afrikaans was only in grade 5. I didn't even know a single word before that. So, of course, it was a huge challenge for me to learn Afrikaans from scratch, even though by nature I am interested in languages and in words. But rather than seeing Afrikaans as some sort of insurmountable burden, I took it as an opportunity for self-improvement. So I paid attention in class and studied thoroughly for the first few exams, and over time it became easier. I think it's very important not to have a defeatist attitude towards obstacles in life. Anything that you find difficult does have a solution, and Afrikaans is the same. Hard work doesn't betray, and there's definitely a sense of satisfaction that you feel when you succeed in something that you feel difficult. So I think this is a feeling you should really capitalize on as motivation to keep persevering, to try and get better at something that you find difficult, and keep acquiring skills throughout your life.
Mariam, you know, finally, if I may ask you, I mean, science and maths generally receive a negative rap in the classroom. I mean, you must have experienced this. You were in grade 12, and people who have chosen science and mathematic-related subjects, post grade 9 in the FET phase of their life, well, they, you know, continue to complain sometimes that the tutor is not right, and I'm not learning, and I need tuition, I need this, I need that. And your project was basically science, and with an inclination towards physics in particular, the aeroelectricity presentation. Both these subjects, science and maths, receive a negative rap for being, well, too difficult and sometimes too tedious. How would you like to see these subjects taught and learnt in a more practical way? I mean, that might be an important key in order to maintain and to generate interest in them, that to show their level of practicality.
I think science and maths are amazing subjects, but unfortunately they have poor reputations. Students tend to take these subjects along with the negative vibes attached to them. So it's all about individual mindset. Personally, I spent my childhood tinkering with science kits and watching science videos. And as you begin to relate to the subject, even prior to high school, it becomes more than just tables, graphs, equations, and numbers when you eventually get there. And alhamdulillah, I have teachers who relate what we learn to real-life situations, which enhances our understanding of the subject. And that is very important.
Finally, Husna, who would you credit your achievements to by way of teachers, tutors, etc.? I mean, you had mentioned that you had come from the UK at a young age, and exposed to not just Afrikaans, but I suppose many things that are unique to South Africa. Many things that are not unique, they're probably international, but many things that are unique to South Africa alone by way of food styles, teaching styles, in fact, compared to where you might have been used to in your earlier days. Who would you credit your achievements to?
You know, of course, I'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, because I owe every single success to him, and without him, none of this would have even been possible. I'd like to thank my parents for always supporting me. My mother was actually my first teacher, who taught me the basics of Afrikaans and laid my foundation. And when I doubted myself, my father would always remind me that Afrikaans was not something to be scared of. And even though the move was difficult, I could manage and I could do anything that I put my mind to. And jazakallah to my grandparents for all their duas. And I'd also like to express my gratitude towards the teachers I've had over the years. Mr. Kaka, who started me off in high school, Mrs. Drupin for my next 3 years of education, and Mr. Ghani for his constant support and encouragement, and our principal, Mr. Ahmed. My matric teacher this year, Mr. Lala, has taught me so much, and his knowledge and experience are incredible. I'm so grateful to have had all these people's guidance as I navigate this vital year in my schooling career. And I'd also like to mention all my grade 12 classmates who are listening. Thank you for all your support that has helped me to adjust in a new place and to stay motivated all these years.
Well, I'm sure Mr. Kaka will be beaming behind his Ray-Bans right now as he's listening to that conversation, and we'll certainly send him a copy of this year if he's not listening. Mariam, you know, I want to give you an opportunity as well, like how I gave Husna. Anybody out there you want to thank for your achievements?
Firstly, I'm grateful to Allah for making my project a success and giving me the opportunity to create something that would be of lasting benefit to the wider community. And I'm also grateful to my teachers, my parents, and the Expo mentors who assisted me along my journey. I would also like to thank Radio Islam for allowing me this opportunity to share my success story with my Muslim brothers and sisters.
Well, Mariam Bassa, shukran jazakul khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International, as well as Husna Hafiji, and all the duas, and inshallah all the impetus in the future, and may your achievements be a source of motivation for the community at large, and may it be put to fruitful usage for yourselves and for the general public and for the general world. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.